This recording, Kansas 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
My dad used to dig graves by hand. And then when I got in the excavating business, why, that had been in 1970. And the old-timers just didn't want to dig them by hand anymore. So funeral home here at Oskaloosa called me, and I dug old Ozark in, and the first thing you know, I was digging Perry and McLouth and all around, and now we were up to 50, we've dug at 56 different cemeteries, and we dig for 5 different undertakers. Well, it's a business. My dad always said, if you do people a good job and do an honest day's work, why, you'll never be out of work. And he's sure right. I've never been out of work since I went in business. But I dug one up over at McLouth that the guy's wife died, and he'd been buried 19 years. And his wife died, and the kids decided they wanted to put Dad in a sealed vault. And he was buried in the 60s when they still used some wooden boxes. Well, he was in a wooden casket. The wood in the casket was good, but the glue all gave way. So when we opened it up and we took the boards, and I dug her grave first and then put a vault down in there, and then we was to take him out and put him over there, and then we had to move the vault over. And the wood had all gave way, so the only thing we could do is take a scoop shovel and shovel him over. But when we opened him up, why, you could see his hand bones. And if you watch, pretty soon them hand bones, they were just little brown-looking dust. And he had a three-piece suit on. And his chest even stood up. But then my wife was there to watch it. That was her first experience. And you could see that chest finally flatten down. And the bones, it was covered up with dirt, which had sifted through this wooden box and through the gasket. They were still good, but the ones that was still out in the open, they just turned to dust. You've heard of witching for water or water lines? Well, they even have me come and witch for graves. I can witch a grave, and I don't know why it works and how it works, but my mother could do it. And 1955 was my first experience. My dad got me up on Saturday morning, and he loaded the wagon up. We had a farm northwest of Oskie, and it was awful dry in 55. And he said, come on. He had shovels and picks and stuff in there. And we went down in the timber. And he used a peach tree, a forked peach tree stick. And he showed me how to hold it. And he said, now walk right over by that tar. There's an old tar laying there. And I walked over there and that stick. And he said, now hang on to it. And it'd peel the hide right off your hand or the bark off the stick if you could hang on to it. And it'd pull down right there by that tar. Well, now he said, go over here and walk across here. So I walked across there and I'd get back to a certain place. And that thing would start pulling. And it would pull down, and you could hang on to it, and my hands would get red, raw, and sore.